This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The U.S. dairy industry calling for swift government action as Colombia moves to impose unjust tariffs. Here with an update is Tony Rice, Director of Trade and Policy with the National Milk Producers Federation. Tony, thanks for joining us. We're hearing about a ruling by Colombia's government that unfairly targets U.S. dairy exporters. Can you tell us what this is all about?
Sure. For a little bit of background, this investigation, it's called a countervailing duty investigation that the government of Colombia decided to launch here a few months ago. And in response, we, the U.S. Dairy Export Council and the National Milk Producers Federation, have been working with the milk powder exporters located here in the United States, as well as the U.S. government, to call out what this investigation is. It's a politically driven exercise by the new president in Colombia, and unfortunately, it's not based on data that's sound and doesn't follow the rules that the World Trade Organization sets forth for a countervailing duty investigation. So while we're participating in the investigation itself by providing all the information they requested on subsidies that U.S. milk producers receive here and showing that it's not getting passed through to the end product of milk powder that ultimately ends up in the Colombian market, and demonstrating that it's not causing any harm to the domestic Colombian producers, we provide all that data. But at the end of the day, this is a political decision. So we're also work with Congress, as well as both the U.S. Dairy Export Council and the National Milk Producers Federation, have sent letters to the Colombian ambassador and the administration, making sure that if Colombia does continue to impose tariffs on U.S. milk powder as a result of this investigation, that there'll be some form of response from the U.S. government. Right now, there's preliminary tariffs of 4.8% put in place. Those will be in effect for 4 months as the investigation continues. If those tariffs remain in place beyond that, or if there's an increase as a result of the investigation, we certainly want the U.S. government to respond forcefully, given that there could be copycat effects with other countries in Latin America. And that's our real concern here, is that this doesn't build into something bigger that's broader than just Colombia.
So it sounds like, you know, the Colombia government leadership there is trying to pull a fast one and trying to get away with it, huh?
And that's the message we hope the U.S. government is sending to the Colombians. As this investigation continues, that this is an unfounded case, very clearly an attempt politically to appease some of the, it's a small but vocal group of Colombian producers, dairy producers down there, and calling it out for what it is. It's a baseless investigation that we certainly don't want to see replicated elsewhere.
We'll see what happens there. And switching gears, Tony, let's talk about the East Coast dock workers strike and how that may affect U.S. dairy exports.
Yeah, I guess when it rains, it pours. We're anticipating, hopefully it's not the case, but there could be the potential of a strike on the East Coast and Gulf Coast ports as early as next Tuesday, October 1st here. It's the International Longshoremen's Association, and they're going through the contract negotiations with the U.S. Maritime Alliance. Those negotiations have fallen apart over gaps on wages and automation, and now it seems to be that the parties are at a stalemate. So we've been pressing the administration pretty hard to, number one, mediate the negotiations, bring the parties back to the table so they can finalize a contract and make sure that a strike or a lockout doesn't occur. And number two, making sure if a strike does occur, that the administration is ready to step in and make sure there's no disruptions to the flow of product. Unfortunately, that's already happening as some exporters are looking to reroute product ahead of time to the West Coast ports, but it's an uncertain picture at this point, and we're making sure that every available tool that the administration has at this point is being put to use to avoid a strike.
Hopefully that will be resolved soon. What type of exports are we talking about here relating to dairy?
Sure. So it's going to be a mix of products. We're talking about cheeses, milk powders, whey proteins, and then, of course, your dairy ingredients, lactose, casein, and so forth. Most of the waterbound freight moving from the United States is going out the West Coast, but there is about 40% of that product that's going via ocean carriers is headed out those East and Gulf Coast ports. And while not all of them are the International Longshoremen Association labor, it's likely that pretty much every port from Maine to Houston would strike in solidarity as these negotiations go on. So we're preparing as best we can and working with USDA on contingency plans here should a strike going into effect. So it would have a substantial impact on U.S. dairy exports, and that, of course, trickles back throughout the whole industry, even down to the farm level, if a strike would extend more than a day or two.
Thanks for the update, Tony. Tony Rice is Trade Policy Director with the National Milk Producers Federation. For more, go to nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.